Should we just let that person join?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? That'll be interesting. Go see what happens.
I have no idea who they are. Yo, Yellow Love. I have Yellow no love. Idea
we don't
who
know
you
who
are.
This person is, but fuck it.
But
should be fun.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Come on, then. Let's see what you got.
Where's your stones? Come on.
Oh, hello. You appear to be just a hand.
Poor effort.
Were you, by any chance, were you not expecting us to maybe just...
No, usually people go,
oh,
who's that
now? Bye. So... Well, there you go. This is how it works, you know.
This is how we roll.
We don't mess about.
I've met you before anyway. I met you in Liverpool.
I've never been to Liverpool. What are you on about?
I think she means me, Eamon, not
Why,
you.
Who are you?
Of course, this was going to turn into a Bury Tomorrow video.
So seeing as you're live now and you're not actually on camera, do you want to ask anything about any comic book movies at all? Anything?
She wants to ask you about BT5, that's what she wants.
I mean, I'll tell you what, you ask us one question about a comic book movie and I'll answer one question about Bury Tomorrow. Does that sound like a fair deal?
I don't think I know any comic book movies.
You've got... No, don't... Right, then Yellow Love, have a good night at work.
Give me a comic book movie.
Well, that's not how it works. We don't pose questions to you. So I'll tell you what, we're going to let you go now. Get ready for work. Your eyebrows look fantastic and we will speak to you soon. Goodbye, Yellow Love.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Anyone else fancy joining us?
No, there was a question like about 10 minutes ago. Yeah. I think it was from Daniel Melville. What did we think of the Defenders?
Well, it was really good. There was a problem with it, though. It still had Iron Fist in it.
I think it was two episodes too long.
It was,
and if you'd cut Iron Fist
yeah,
out,
if you cut all of Iron Fist bits out, then you probably could have.
That's the thing. Shit out, really.
If you read comics, you'll know that Iron Fist is awesome, and how bad the Netflix portrayal of Danny Rand is. Oh, I don't have any money because I'm poor now. Oh no, I'm rich again. Oh, let's go to some kind of board meeting. No, you're a fucking kung fu superstar. Use your kung fu. Stop going to board meetings. Don't buy a briefcase. Buy a fucking Bokken. L.R. James, put your money where your mouth is. Join us. Go on.
If you'll
join
chat,
us live.
Chat about Marvel for years.
If you want to chat about Marvel for years, send me a request. We'll get you on. Let's get you on live right now.
This second. Now. I don't know why we're starting on this person over Instagram.
Yeah, our only avid question asker.
I know, right? Does anybody have any questions that aren't about BT5?
Oh shit, at tech, how? I think you just click a button that says join as well. Well, you know, Yellow Snow worked it out. Oh, wait. Yellow Love worked it out, not Yellow Snow. It's just turned into a bit of a hello and how's your father?
How's your father? Yeah. Now then.
By the way, go follow Eamon.
Hello.
Go and
Eamon Jacobs.
At Eamon Jacobs. Go on, follow him.
Hi, guys.
I felt the actor wasn't really suited for the role either. What? You mean Danny Rand? Of course
he wasn't.
He was fucking terrible.
I've met Finn Jones. He's a dick.
I hope you kicked him in the dick. This has turned into a bit like chat roulette.
Heroes Direct chat roulette
style.
Yeah,
Heroes Roulette.
Heroes Roulette. Oh, God, that sounds a bit wrong. Why is there no love for Hawkeye in the Infinity promos? Because he's not going to be Hawkeye. He's going to be Ronin. And he's got a new costume, and they don't want to give it away just yet. That's why.
You know, you have to go like this. The Iron Maniac said, otherwise they don't
get
their shout out.
Okay, the Iron Maniac. There you go. There's your shout out.
What do you think of Deadpool?
Deadpool's
are we talking
awesome.
Comics or are we talking movies? Because the movies are great. Some of the comics are good and some of the comics are so terrible.
They're all over the place.
That I would rather use the comics as wallpaper rather than read them.
Who are we wanting to die in Infinity War?
That's the Iron Maniac again.
I think Cap's going to die.
No, who do you want to
die? Oh, who do I want to die? Hawkeye. He's got a family. It's character development. Fuck him. I don't know.
I want to throw the cat among the pigeons and kill off Black Panther.
Ooh. Well, Kevin Feige just confirmed a sequel, so
but that's all right because Shuri's going to be.
I mean, I'd be completely. I'd be completely. All
I
right
don't want to kill off Shuri. I just want to kill off.
What are those?
anybody can come. Anyone?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen a theory that
Peter Parker, you're Black Panther now?
cultural appropriation, Panther.
Oh no! Do you know what? I read a really good thing that they were going to make Shuriri.
This is what I was about to say. Shuriri Williams, which is the new Iron Man, basically.
That would
in the comics.
I'd be
all right with that. I'd be quite.
Because we all know Pepper Potts is dead. You see it in the trailer. I'm gonna keep going on
it. She's in Avengers 4.
I don't give a fuck, mate. That punch kills her. She will be in Avengers 4 as a corpse.
Thoughts on Luke Cage season 2
trailer?
I thought
it was a really good trailer.
I was really impressed.
Really good trailer. Yeah. Who of you both has the sickest tattoo?
Oh, that was cute. Amen. You've got Stan Lee.
It's right there, mate. Look.
I mean,
Daredevil.
Yeah, but Stan Lee.
Yeah,
he's got
Daredevil and Stan Lee. I mean, that's
matching. I mean, they're going down the Hero of Hire route by L.R. James.
I doubt it. I really doubt it. I think
so shit. They're just kind of gonna pile off. I think they're more gonna go down Daughters of the Dragon. So that's Misty Knight and Colleen Wing.
Are we gonna? The real question is though: are we gonna see Misty Knight with an iron arm?
Yeah, it's already been confirmed.
Is it?
Yeah. Have you not seen the photo?
No.
It looks fucking sick.
Does it basically look like the Deadpool trailer where it's just a green arm?
No. Fuyu, who do you guys like the most in Infinity? As in just general cast members or heroes?
Who do we like? Oh, it's got to be Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange fucking with time in Infinity War, L.R. James. Oh, yeah. Hands that they're not going to put a time stone in for nothing.
L.R. James confirmed iron arm.
Yeah.
Do you know what? L.R. James, you can't figure out tech, but this is what we're saying to you. When we come on and we do one of the last ones, you should come on this show. You're here
exactly.
Every week. This is a personal invite to you. Come on in.
And now you're throwing out Bleeding Edge armor.
I really like this guy.
I don't even know who you are, but yeah.
Right. Any more questions? Because we actually have to get on with filming an Ultron show, which, by the way, if you are watching this and you don't know why me and this ginger cunt are here, essentially we do a podcast every week called Countdown to Infinity. The link is in my bio. Go and subscribe and catch up, because today we're filming Age of Ultron and then we hit phase 3. We're on the final straight now, so come on, download it, leave us, and you know what, please leave us reviews, because it helps us get noticed by other people. Leave us a review. Give us a star rating.
Jojo J.
That's Jojo Messi Cater. That's my cousin.
Hello, Dav's cousin. If they were to make a new Hulk film, who would play the characters? Well, I think Mark Ruffalo.
Well, you
got to. We got to stick with Mark Ruffalo.
My water buffalo, Ruffalo.
Your water buffalo. Betty Ross.
She's asking that because little known fact is my cousin Joe is deathly scared of the Hulk.
Oh, really?
It started when she was a kid.
I mean, he is a big bastard.
No, but she's really scared of him. Like,
really?
My little girl has a Hulk toy, and every time Joe comes around, she has to hide it because it scares her.
Oh, okay.
Hulk 2003, Ang Lee, shout out.
Is it the worst movie ever? Quite possibly.
It's definitely one of the worst Marvel movies ever.
I mean,
apart
from Dark World, I'd put it above Howard the Duck.
I wouldn't. At least Howard the Duck was cool looking.
Yeah, true. I mean, all right. To finish that question off, though, who would you want to see as Betty Ross?
Not Liv Tyler. Really not Liv Tyler. Do you know what, though? I don't think we need a Betty Ross anymore, because I'm far more intrigued by Natasha Romanoff and Bruce Banner than I ever was with Betty Ross. So
I think you're the only one.
Do you not like that?
I'm not keen. We'll get into that episode that you should listen to.
Yeah,
you'll be able to in a few days.
You'll be able to download it on Friday.
Yeah. Exactly. So, we're going to jump off because we do actually need to record this episode.
So, see you later. Thank you. Please go and subscribe. Oh my God, I've turned into one of those YouTubers. Like and subscribe down the bottom, guys. Thank you so much. We love you. No, but seriously, go and listen to Countdown to Infinity because we want you all to enjoy it and be nerds like us.
Thanks.
Much love.